Hello, this is Tassie Hill Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Welcome to BBS Radio. Callers are always welcome. The call-in number is 877-876-5227. That's USA only. Toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And tonight we're going to be discussing on how to teach yourself and learn all about within yourself, how to know how to bring yourself forward and understand your own callings and that yearning desire. People are always wanting to know about themselves and go to other people, get the questions and seek understanding and answers. But when it comes to their spouses or their bosses or other people like that, they don't like to be told what to do. But it's funny how they go and want to know from like a psychic or a gifted person, what's my future like or what's my past like or what's going on with me now? Well, I'm going to discuss in this next hour, and also I'll do some readings or some tell of the journal, what the journal told, you know, like tell some things in my journal readings about some things that I've written in the past of what spirits told me or what my inner self has told me that will help you out by you choosing a journal color and a number and seeing what that has a tell to tell for you. But what I was getting to is, you know, the mystery's unknown. There's situations and stamina that will be listening to inside. And if you listen deeply inside yourself, what you find is these melodies and rhythms that speak to one's soul inside. And it's like this opening churning and yearning in your heart's deepest desires. It's like a creative response that's within yourself of this voice that whispers. And we wonder what that is all the time. But we don't sit still long enough to figure it out. That's like a meditation. If we just meditate on the words that we hear. But we're just always so busy. Busy thinking of this thought and that thought, which is a train of thought that goes to another thought and another. And we just don't stop long enough to ponder on the one yearning desire. The calling. What are we here for? Why are we here? You know, I've told on the show before, and you know I was another name in the show, BBS radio show. It was called Soul, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And we named it, we changed it and named it to Bright Lights Pathfinders because we are a bright light looking for that light in a Pathfinder's way. And I just want to say, that's what we're all here for. Looking for that special light that shines our way. And it's all inside of us. We're born with that intuition. We're born with that instinct. Now let's just wake it up with that intrusive fire that pulls our chariot. What is that yearning question that you have, that deepest desire? If you look inside, that God, your God, whatever you want to call it, the creator that created you within that brilliant, wondrous mirror image inside that gift of man. If you just think, what is it that is calling you? Then you can answer your own question by getting out a little piece of paper and just writing it down. Just adjectives, descriptive adjectives. And a descriptive adjective is a feeling, just like love, hope, joy, abundance. Place yourself inside of yourself. Place yourself inside of that white room. And then decide. Meditate. Take a breathe in through your nose and breathe in all the positiveness. And to breathe out through your mouth all the negativeness. And as you do that, all the communication energy signals will just go within you, and you will just feel all the things that you have that are on inside of you. All the things that you feel that are just abundantly goodness and mercy inside you, the goodness inside you, because you've blown out all the negativity and you can center yourself. You know, light a candle. Focus. If you focus on something, then you can really, 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 like I'm just focusing in on y'all right now, and I'm just thinking, there's so much going on BBS radio show right now that's so good that they've got going on. If you just really look, I mean, just really look at BBS radio. I want you to just really look. Take a moment. Just stop. Stop listening to me for a minute and just look at BBS radio. Look at the goodness that they're putting out there. Go down their menus. Look at their spiritual notebook. Look at what they're broadcasting. Take a moment and look at people's profiles. Look at what they have to say. Their callings. They found their callings. They're trying to get it out there to you. That's what I want to focus on with you people that are listening to me. I want you to find your center inside yourself and find what you're looking for inside yourself. The waiting patiently. Not the impulsiveness of going around in circles and just doing your daily routines. Going to work, come home, eat, get on computers, standing around, taking bits and pieces of this information, that information, this information, that information, then going to bed, getting up, going to bed, getting up, getting something to drink, getting something to eat, going to work, fighting traffic, What are you focusing on? You're feeding yourself all that information, but where is it going? It's going into all these channels inside your brain to where the data isn't going anywhere, but in a scramble. Get a chart and chart it. You know? So you can hear your intrusive calling, your yearning desire, your focus. What makes you happy? Because what happens is you bring back all that stuff and you take things out on the loved one, or you go to someone else and you say, what's wrong with my life? Or you just don't know exactly where things are going. And so all I can say is, you know, there's this higher voice inside of oneself that is just just this voice inside of oneself. I'm sorry, someone was asking me for the link to BBS Radio because they're involved, asking to call in. But there's this voice, and it's just, it's a vanishing point. Think of that, you know, like when you're coloring or drawing or looking at a picture, and you want to see the center of something, and then you want to see it vanish into a vanishing point so beautifully. You want to see the picture in a whole, but you want to see the center. You want to focus on the center of you. I know it seems like I'm rattling, but I'm not, because we refuse to let go until we have some sense of meaning. The things that settled and burst into the beginning all at once, because patience is the missing link to discernment in the process in search of the clarity of the calling and the readiness in the heart that is waiting for the events to unfold and the talents to ripen. The truth that we seek become like a knot that gets tighter and tighter as we become impatient and start yanking on it. But whatever you forget is going to disappear. And everything to be saved must be named in its particularity. Instead of all those things rambling on and on in your head, it's not just a tree. It's an oak. Or it's a cherry tree. It's not just an animal inside, but it's a wolf. You've got to sort things out and think of them like that inside yourself. Instead of just rambling on with things inside your head, inside your thoughts, inside your mind. And get to the center, the very center core of your being. So what we're doing is we're thinking of our calls. This is what the show's about. And we're learning how to think of ourselves and how to know of ourselves and how to read of ourselves. The call-in number is area code 877. 876-5227. That's USA only. And toll-free number is area code 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line to BBS Radio is 530-876-3222. Call-ins are welcome. And I am Cassie Hill, or you can call me Kathy, and this is a Bright Lights Pathfinder show. Everyone is bright. Everyone's looking for the light on their Pathfinder's way. We ought to tend to the soil of the silence within ourselves and teach ourselves to sit quietly and listen to our inner selves to convey the deepest intuition that we have in our lives and the demand of the guidance from within. We'll be speechless. We need to teach ourselves to recognize the silence within what is and its reality. Because the silence lacks the usual background and it's a complement. And if you think about it, it's like white noise. You hear the cars and the refrigerators and the air conditioners and all that stuff going on all the time. But if you really breathe in through your nose, all the purity and positiveness, and blow out through your mouth, all the negativity, and sit silent and quietly, take the cotton out of your ears, place it in your mouth, just listen and center yourself, you will always, always, always feel so much better by centering yourself and really, 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 really think about the self inside yourself. Please, let's open up and learn how to do this with yourself. If you would like to call in, you can call in and just discuss anything that's on your mind. Or you can just listen, because I'm having a good time just talking. If you're willing to stop for a moment and listen to the mysterious unknowns, gosh, there's so much out there to just hand to yourself. Because what we're doing is, think of 2008 as your wake-up call. This is time to wake up. But listen, do you like to wake up to an alarm? That jerking alarm system, that ring. Do you like to wake up to that? Or do you like, you know, you can set your head and say, I'm going to wake up easily, calmly, and peacefully at 5:55 or 6 o'clock. And gently, nudgingly, your mind will set that alarm and you can wake up to that and learn to wake up without that alarm clock. Because we can do and feel and be exactly whatever we want. Again, the number is to BBS Radio. and to Station One. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. I was just listening to your program, and I wanted to add something to some parents and mothers and fathers who don't, they get so wound up in their children's lives that they forget that they, too, still need to find the silence so that they
That's
can do God's
true.
Work. They're so busy doing for their kids and shuffling to school and doing this for work and always thinking about getting ahead that, and they think they're not a good parent sometimes if they don't sit down and be quiet. They think that they should feel guilty for that, and they shouldn't.
That is so true, Carmen. And you know, another thing, guilt is always self-inflicted. We self-inflict our guilt upon ourselves. Don't you believe that?
Oh, I do. I do. When did society turn that when you did something to nourish yourself, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, if it takes a few minutes from your family, that makes you a non-good parent. And like you said, the guilt. And
that guilt starts a revolving door, doesn't it?
It does. And then it passed down from generation to generation to generation. And in the meanwhile, we're getting further and further away from the light. And
that's
the light can be
light.
Silence as well as a physical light.
And it's hard to break that cycle. We have to make it up in our minds, in our hearts, to break that cycle. I had to break that cycle in my family. Well, my dad did, and my mom. It was like from my father's side that he said, "I'm not going to raise my children like I want to raise them like I want to be raised." And I'm so grateful for that, and the open communication that my family had with me, and telling me what a good job I did. You know, and we need to do that more with our children. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well,
Carmen,
I was enjoying your program, and I was just hoping that if there are some parents or mothers who have small children who are listening, or a dad who's working on the computer, maybe doing a second job as he's doing his first job, that for them to realize that silence, that moment, that meditation will give them the answers. People are always searching for the answers in the book or on the computer or on a bulletin board. But
that's
God's
other
talking
people.
To us all the time if we listen.
Yeah. That's why, you know, it's easy to look at other things and other people, places, and things when the answer's always within. I've said several times and in several writings, and I say it a lot to my family, they go, why? And if you look at the what, the when, the where, and the how, there's your why answer every single time.
Well,
to everything.
I wanted
and
to thank
that
you
cycle.
For bringing that issue up. Because it means
yeah.
something in somebody else's life right now. Well, thank
God
you very God. Much, Ms. Happy.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Carmen, for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. That's good that that she brought up parenthood and parents, because, you know, we mold our children. That's what we're doing. Molding our children. You know, I took in one of my journals when I was young, and I wrote down all the value systems that my parents were bestowing upon me and the morals. And I said, now what are mine? What do I want? And what do I not want? And I wrote a pro and a con list. And that's what I molded myself to. And another thing that I did with my children, since she brought up children, is I raised them with giving them their consequences instead of giving them the punishment myself. I said, okay, you did this. Hello, caller. Hello.
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 This is Kathy. This is me.
Hello. It's so nice to finally get through. Your phone has been busy, busy, busy.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Leah Beth.
Hey, Leah Beth.
Hello.
How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was fantastic. It started out with a fortune cookie I got, and I think it's going to take over for the rest of the year.
Oh, great. That sounds awesome. What did it say?
It said your happiness is dependent on your outlook in life.
Isn't that the truth? That's exactly what you put right on out there, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh. You know, we were talking about the callings and the yearnings inside, and then we just had a caller, Carmen, and she was talking about children and how we raise our children and giving the atta girls and to the mothers and stuff, because the mothers do such a good job, and not to put the guilt upon the mothers, you know,
right.
About, she was just great.
Well, I wanted to add something to what Carmen said, because she's right about taking time. You really do need to take time. But from the moment you conceive until I think the day you die, you're going to always have some amount of guilt or fear. That's just parenthood.
That's true.
You have to manage it properly, but you're always going to have those two things, fear and guilt, and happiness.
Yeah. Carmen said a lot of great things, and she brought a lot up for me as well. And I was going to ask you, do you have any yearning desires or burnings inside yourself that you are, have you found your niche in life, or those callings, you know, those callings that yearn inside? Like mine is like getting a message out there. I have so much inside, I just want to bust at the seams to just tell everybody what I've figured out and know, to know and hear, but I also am so hungry to know and hear what everybody else has to say. You know, I'm just hungry for the message to get to the light for everybody.
I believe that's what makes the world go around.
Yeah, and just to stop the anger war. I think that the war is a communication gap and fear. But fear is curse that said it's prayer.
Now, see, I have a different philosophy on war. I believe that man is a warring creature, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way we were made. Although we'll be singing John Lennon's song, Give Peace a Chance. In the meantime, everybody else is playing football, which is a great substitute to war. Or, you know, having war games, paintball fights, or joining the military and having a real war. I just think that man likes to fight. It's just part of the species. I, however, do not like to fight.
You know what? That when you said that, I saw all the animals. I saw all the animals being in their own little place, like the lions and the tigers and the bears. Oh, my. And staying in their territory, taking care of their own, and the others going into their territory, and then that's causing a fight.
Right. And that's with man. Every time we go into somebody else's territory, then somebody's going to fight to keep it, and somebody's going to fight to take it over. And it happens over and over and over again. But if you think about it, it can get pretty depressing, so you have to think about the good things.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch too much TV or anything. I get most of my news from other ways and means. Like CBS has a lot of information on there and other different places and the Internet and, you know. But the TV just, I don't know whether it's the noise or what in my ears. I don't know. But I love music, and I love hearing such as that way. But I just have to feed my heart with positiveness, because I can't do anything about what's going on, if that makes any sense.
Right, right. And if you consume yourself with what's going on, then you really will forget about living in the present. And you need to live in the present.
In the present moment. That is so true. That is so true. We need to listen first without reacting to the distraction that's been pulling us apart all these years. You know?
I know what you mean. It's easy to say and hard to do.
That's so true. Gosh. And it's so hard to not be hard on yourself and negative talk. So I'm trying and I'm working on talking to the moment of exactly what I'm focused on, highly focused on. You know, like if I'm creating a picture, because I'm an artist, I draw a lot, but I allow my spirit to draw instead of myself to draw. Because if I try to say, this is an eye, this is a nose, this is a mouth, then I'm controlling it. So if I let go and I just let it happen, then it'll just happen. But how I had to do that was turn it upside down. Like if I was looking at something, you know, like when I was learning to draw, I had to cover my hand and draw like that so I wouldn't look at what I was drawing and close my eyes. Does that make sense?
It does. I know what you mean. I am not an artist. I cannot draw, but I have a horse, and he needs to be a certain gait because he's a gated horse and he's young. And I cannot get him to gait with my eyes open. I have to shut my eyes and feel it.
Uh-huh.
I can't, if I'm looking, I can't, I don't know, I'm not giving him the right signals or something. So I know what you mean about shutting your eyes to do things.
I have a I was raised on a five-gated show horse, and I learned by, this might help changing the subject onto the horses, but I would take my light, if I wanted it to start off on, are you wanting to start off on a certain lead, like on a certain foot, and start into the racking or such, then I would lunge in with my right shoulder and make him start off on that foot, and I would also pull down. I used two reins, double reined, and I would jerk down with my lower thumb on the bit at the same time as I lunged in with my right shoulder, and that would get him into the third gate. That's just how I would do it.
Okay, well, I'll give that a try, but I'm going to do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah, I did it with my eyes closed, too.
Yeah, because he's a baby, and he's learning how to do things, and I'm not a trainer, but I've been around horses for a long time. So
yeah,
this is a new experience for both of us.
Isn't it beautiful? Riding free.
It is beautiful.
Gosh.
Speaking of beauty, I live in Florida, and I have I guess I couldn't post a picture on the Internet for your viewers to see, but we had ice down here this morning.
Oh, my God.
And it was absolutely beautiful. I know it was scary for the farmers, but we live out in a rural section, and somebody across the street owns a blueberry farm, and they kept the water running all night, the sprinklers, and when we woke up, it was a winter wonderland with ice, and it was gorgeous. And I got up and woke my youngest son up. We went outside, and we took so many pictures. It was wonderful.
How wonderful. Oh, that sounds so beautiful. I bet you if you write to CBS Radio, they would probably put it in their stuff.
Really? Who would I send it to? I'm looking at the radio now, obviously, because I'm on the Internet, but Well, who would I send it to?
Call after the show.
Okay.
Call 877-876-5227 or call the toll-free USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. And one of the producers will answer the phone, and they could probably tell you, because I'm sure they would love to share that.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
But thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
I'd love to see it. That's such a beautiful thing to want to share.
Okay, well, it's very unusual. I know when I woke my son up, he goes, "Oh, Mom," and I said, "Listen, honey, you're not going to see this too often. Ice in Florida, so get up." And,
oh, my gosh.
And he did, and he was really happy. I sent him the pictures to his internet email address, and he said, "Mom, those are really cool."
That's something you could send to National Geographic or something, probably.
Well, they probably get cooler pictures than that, but
They have a site that they love to, it's called Focus, and you just type in National Geographic, and it's called Focus, and they do amateur photography for people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a contest.
I will do that because, I mean, I think the pictures are really cool. The last time I saw something like that was in 1980. It snowed in Miami. I was going to school at the University of Miami, and it actually snowed.
Wow.
But that was a long time ago. But there's a book called A Land Remembered, and it talks about Florida. And the history, it's three generations, and it's a couple of different events. One was the frost. There was a great frost that wiped out all the orange trees. Anyway, it's a great novel. If any of your listeners are interested, I highly recommend A Land Remembered.
A Land to Remember.
It's actually called A Land Remembered.
A Land Remembered.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome book. Very spiritual and also very informative. So, I called you because it's the beginning of the new year. It's 2008, and I love 8 because it's the affinity symbol.
Yeah.
So, and I have a lot of good goals, and I was just feeling very positive and wanted to call you and tell you that.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you for being on the radio. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. Call again soon.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, wow. I hope we get to get that link, that picture up so everybody can see it. That was two great callers. I hope we get some more. And not even reading. Wow. I was going to talk about patience being the missing link and discernment in the process in search of readiness in the heart, clarity of the calling. Well, Carmen and Leah Beth, thank you for calling in, and it seems like you have got some great 2008s ahead of you, and your callings are just wonderful. Let me see. You know, the committee that's been going on in our heads, we're so quick to listen to the committee in our heads and the positiveness that we can focus in on. You know, we have such good and gloriousness inside of ourselves, and we can weed out all the negativity and weed out the debris and just focus in on the goodness and the positiveness and quit looking at all the negativity. You know, just like the blueberries that got the frost on them, and taking that second to take that photograph, freezing that moment in time, making the memories last. Oh, that's so great. I'm just enjoying the moment for a second. Wow. Also, it's bewildering. It's just bewildering when you get that silence and that calmness and you get that just even flow going. It's just that moment in time, that second inkling in time. Then you have everything just in order. And then you can hear that intrusiveness, that intrusive fire that just yearns you inside. Like the gated horse, just riding free and slow. And you can talk to the horse inside your thoughts and mind. It just walk with it, ride with it, flow with it, go with it. It just rides so smoothly in life. Into your spirit and soul and that connection that you have together. It's like these water fountains, you know? That just go so freely and flow so freely. You don't want to clog up your mind and brain and your heart's desires with all this other debris, especially with other people, places, and things. Keep your side of the street clean and everything will just fall so easily, so freely, and so comfortably. Patience is the missing link in the discernment process, I believe. In search of the readiness of the heart and the clarity of the callings, waiting for the events to unfold as the talents are to ripen. Seldom do we think things that burst into the beginnings all at once. Through the focusing of a person, I believe the request of any of these things in the end, if you simply just post questions into the spirit of caring, rather than the curiosity of the invocations, and rather than thinking of them as an imposition, the goal is not so much to comprehend as it is to apprehend. That's what I think. And you know what else? I believe these are my thoughts and theories. After the silence is up, then I ask the question. No advice to myself, and no storytelling to myself, and no windy narratives, and no problem solvings, and no challenging. I just am. I just am at awe, and go there, now. There's the answer. And if I have a problem or a conclusion to solve, my mind will do anything to find it. So, I wait until the end of the evening when I'm ready to go to sleep and dream. And I hand it over to my subconscious mind. And I say, okay, this is what I'd like to dream about and get the answer to. So I hand it over to my subconscious mind. I'm going to think about something for a moment. I'm going to think about people's laughter and people's solitude in their laughter and their freedom. How laughter is such a freedom. If we laugh more, you know, they're so cleansing instead of clouded by that reinformed matter and that hankering of emotions of interior motives that we tend to want to have falsehoods about. You know, I want to just say, some people along the way, pat them on the back. Tell them that they're doing a great job. I don't get it. When somebody's doing something really good and they do a lot of things along the way like you do, like a reader, for an example, or somebody that's intuitive, they maybe do it a different way than you do, but give them an attagirl or an attaboy. Instead of trying to go around and beat around the bush like a vanilla waiver, you know, that you want to put peanut butter on it or something, instead of just eating it plain, or, you know, their way of eating it or your way of eating it, and you're trying to get them to do it your way, and then, you know, that kind of, what I'm getting at is a lot of people tend to get jealous and want to do it, like, they're so scared that they're not going to get the attention and be the best person, and they go around behind or to the side and say snickery little things about you, or they don't put things up when they're supposed to, or they don't help you out, they just are cruel, and there's no reason for it. I saw that today in a room, and the person was so belligerent, and all I could do was, you know, there's nice, and then there's nice, and then they're stepping on a person like a rug. And my year 2008 is, I've just been so nice in my heart because I give out so much love and care that people tend to step on me because I don't stand up and speak for myself because I send out all that love. Well, I'm writing a lot of things down in this book, and I just want to say blessings to everybody that are like that, because that just means that you hurt inside. And there's something, when somebody speaks whatever they're saying, it's because they're mirroring something back inside themselves. And just like whatever I'm speaking, I'm mirroring something back inside myself that I need to hear. You know? So, I guess it is that I'm full of this love and care and understanding. I don't want to change that for myself. I just don't. I just want everybody to feel free and feel loved. And give out that love, because the higher I get stepped upon and hurt, it's not a hurt or negative towards, it just makes me that much stronger. But you know what? It's got to stop. It's got to stop. In my real life, it's so much love and abundance, it's unreal. It's just unreal. But on the internet, people, you've got to give out what you want to give out, and that's what you're going to get back in return. Quit trying to intimidate people. Quit trying to be harsh towards people. And quit trying to make yourself look like the big guy. Because really, it only makes people look at you like you'll dwindle out your fire quicker because you're burning your candle so fast. Let your fire shine brightly. Let it be beautiful. Let it be gorgeous. And speak what you feel in your heart. I'm getting to know a lot of people, new people, and their beautiful souls. So I'm going to read something from their journal. Oh, I turn to insight in times of decision and crisis. Nothing's by chance. Life's a journey, faces challenges, going into the forest to focus on perspectives of patterns, God's plan to me, to plan goals and options I have, choices to choose, what to choose that hasn't worked, why, manipulation to learn behavior to control others. Take power back or give power of control. Thank you for the input. I will take that into consideration. That's what I would say. Either do it and then do my own thing by saying thank you for the input and I will take that into consideration. Then I will do my own thing. They would never know unless I alter my life into that way, like switching jobs or a marriage or a new car or moving, etc. Because you create your own reality to get your opportunity up for growth. That's what I turn to. Isn't that something? It's exactly what I was just saying a moment ago, and I turned right to it. So that's how you do it. One way of just getting a message for yourself, just concentrate deeply on it. Turn to any book inside, a good book. I use my journal because I write from my spirit and my inner child or my adult child. And just really, really concentrate. Think of something you want to ask. Open up the book and just start reading. There's your answer every time. I want to ask a question. Okay. Various things inside of self, speaking from myself and inside myself, I just wonder, what is time? Well, I have one more thing to say. The number to call in is 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. We have time for one more caller, if anyone would like to call in. Is there anyone that would like to call in right quick? Because we have time for one more caller. Okay. Well, okay. Then I will tell you about how to understand your questions and guidance of your higher self by being quiet for a moment and looking objectively to yourself. Any questions of why? Have I created this? And what is the meaning of the experience in terms of the growth and all the lessons in life that have been formed for your growth? I'm reading out of my journal. The answer is within yourself. Because God's always there speaking to you, and that if you're quiet. And the insanity of doing the same thing and repetitively over and over and speaking it in different results. The answers are always there if you quieten yourself. The answers will always be there. Once I learned that in my mind, it doesn't forget. It may be different in some way or similar in enough ways that are resolved. But the desire to grow is all I needed. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Thus, the teacher becomes the student. Being another who listens to my own advice, a stranger to my higher self. For if I gain the understanding of my own writing, of what I might interpret it, then my own perspective and insight is what I choose deep within myself, and my conscience will be steered clear. For if I know the right from the wrong is when I'm growing and I'm learning on my and leaning on my higher power and my desire to grow and wanting to keep my side of the street clean and choosing a new way to live. Remember to myself, I say, no pain and no gain. The blessings are all the wounds that start me to heal. I remember every problem is a past and a present. But I've learned to accept as a gift from me, for in my hands as a gift of learning, as my life of lessons. They make me stronger in becoming who I am. I must give it away to others for it to reap its benefits. To keep it, it would only be selfish, but not too much good for me. It will help me, like others, to gain confidence to follow God's given path to choose, to the purpose to where to surrender to self and will. It's like a bucking system of life that controls us. But by other people, places, and things along the way, not knowing that we did control others to get out something of our own and control our life, that set me back in misery's belief system, our survival learned, and that's the only way that I knew how. In the self-thoughts of learning and listening to the good, that quick fix, and the good outcome of waiting patiently of the intuitive thoughts of the positive versus the negative insights, given harmoniously, correctively choices of the right and the good and acceptance. Impatience is the wrong choices and the bad consequences of rejecting myself and others. I learned from my past mistakes. Wow. I haven't seen that journal entry since 1991.
Whoa. That's a big whoa.
And read some more. All of us have been born with intuitive voice to know the right from the wrong and the good from the bad. To accept or reject. But I did the shortcut. Boy, am I being hard on myself here. I didn't recognize the harmony along the way. Gave insight into the correct choices in the long run and the healthy ways to the right of myself on the right path, the outcome and the destiny that it was supposed to be. Well, it's not supposed to have the shortcuts, the results and the defects that cause not to recover and learn how to live in the right growth, putting things back together in the shortcomings. So I paid my dues by going the short route, by looking at the scenery along the way. I took a detour in the million-mile journey, coming out of the forest, the million-mile journey. Harmony and wholeness, oneness, has always been there. It was a choice that I chose to allow others to affect us. I'm talking about me and my children and the daily life of people, places, and things that were impossible to allow the right attitude to stay in tune to the higher self and attitude and the power of God. Taking time out when the going gets rough and meeting other people, the excuses to go, like going to the bathroom or driving in traffic, the mind wants to say, stop, out loud. See, I write to my children in my journal, too. Concentrate on the word, a happy thought, and center self. Quit tearing self up. Hear the voice within, the acceptance. Don't fight it. Remember your choices. You can choose your bad mood or you can stay in a good space and get out of that bad space. The monopoly effect, the negative energy, is like a virus that gets in its attendant and saying, or you can have a good attendant, like saying, have a nice day. The negative affects him too. Like the attendant that says, have a nice day. Whatever you speak to another person that you meet along the way affects that other person as well. That energy goes out to that person is what I'm saying in the journal entry. Because your energy, what you speak out, is like little teeny dots of little teeny pieces of neurotransmitters that just go out there, and it connects to that person like a magnet. Do you remember the magnets that had the bearded man, you know, and you moved the magnet around and you made the little bearded man? Well, think of that connection. That's exactly how it does. It makes a little man. And I tell you, it makes a beard on a man, is what I'm trying to say. Because whatever you say, speak, or do, it's going to stick on people like glue. Especially those that aren't woken up to know how to shake that stuff off. I'm trying to get to something. I wanna leave you with something that's really cool. I'm getting to something right quick because I only have 3 minutes left. But this is really cool, and it is a three-dimensional song. And it's really, really neat. So here it goes. Hope you can hear it well. Let me see if it's playing. It's coming. Okay. Now think of yourself as lighting a match. And there's a light. Do you know where you are? Follow the trail. Bless you. Make an energy ball. Put your hands together, but don't let the fingers touch. Bring them back and forth and back and forth. Around and around. Cup your hands together. Now learn how to make an energy ball with your fingers. Don't let your fingers touch, but cup your hands like you're holding a ball. That's right. Now make it round and circle. Now put all the good parts you've got up in your hands. Keep making it rounder and rounder and rounder. Bigger, make a circle, keep making your circle, and bless all the things that you can bless from your heart, the goodness of your heart. There went the door. Bright Lights Pathfinders, Cassie Hill. What a great show. It's been wonderful being with y'all today. Thank you for being with me. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for all that you do, BBS Radio. I just love you guys. And everybody, listen up, tune in to BBS Radio. Look at there to the left of them. Look at to the right of them. Look above them and look below them. They have stuff all in between them. Look at all that they have to offer because BBS Radio rocks and they place it out there for you for all types of things, for the listeners,